Welcome, welcome. You're tuned into the False Grace Podcast. I'm the host, you know, AK Baby Doo, Lightbringer.
And I am the Fur Man.
So tonight, we got a little multi-stream situation going on.
For y'all twitching and tubing, we're on both.
Twitching and tubing, that's pretty good acronym right there. At some point, we're going to be X-ing.
Ooh.
We're going to be twitching, tubing, kicking.
Oh, man, we're going to have X's too?
Yeah. We're going to have the whole squad.
Oh, man, I'm about to get canceled already if you're talking to my X's.
The biggest issue with the multi-stream is when you multi-stream, YouTube doesn't let you keep your thumbnails. They're like, screw your thumbnails.
But I like my thumbnails.
Yeah, well, you can't keep them.
Well, I mean, it's second to my pinky nails.
So, why celebrities suck?
Oh, God. Well, we do not have enough time on this podcast to cover all the reasons.
So, I have my reasons, but I'll start with a question. Have celebrities always sucked, or is that more of a modern experience?
I feel like the oversaturation of celebrity, what it constitutes to be a celebrity nowadays.
I see.
Like back in the day, you had to have a number one selling album across 30, 40 years to be considered a celebrity.
Yep.
Now you have one breakout movie. You're a Jason Momoa.
True.
Now you're a Kim Kardashian on American Horror Story.
Right. Well, we've talked about how, but celebrity status doesn't last as long as it used to. When I say celebrities suck, I'm more thinking of the ones who have actually remained, that have a bit of longevity to them.
Oh, kind of like a stagnation in a pool.
Yeah, like your Kim Kardashians versus your Lil Pumps. Your Kanye's versus your little X's.
Yeah, but then again, sometimes they have a revival, man. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's certain people out there, when they come back hard. Like, for the longest time, when Dave Chappelle took that hiatus, he was on top of the world, left, came back, got back on top of the world.
So I was watching this video the other day, that kind of unrelated. I'd been wanting to talk about this even prior to seeing it.
Well, this is a great place to share for the group.
The Matrix read my thoughts and provided this video.
Oh, man, the last one.
But it was some psychiatrist going, if you have a kid, you don't want them to desire being a celebrity. If they desire being a celebrity, you've probably failed in some way.
Well, that's because they equate things with happiness.
Yeah. Well, less things or the material gain you could get from it was referencing the need for external validation is like on a higher level with celebrities more often than not.
Really? I mean, because that kind of feels like every kid wants to be an astronaut or a guitarist or...
Sure.
Yeah.
But like the need to be validated by millions of people versus having internal validation and you can keep it local. He was like, people who are comfortable keeping relationships local and not like seeking out validation online or from a massive crowd are much more balanced people more often than not.
Well, I mean, that does sound about accurate. But then again, I don't think that we've actually found somebody that can handle being a celebrity completely healthy.
True. I mean, we've got people we'd like to think might have pulled it off. Keanu Reeves comes to mind. Like, that's one the public would go, that's a S-tier celebrity.
Yeah, even when he's at the red carpet, he isn't putting his hands even close to the girls. He's doing that hover like, I'm definitely touching your back.
We got Moist Critical.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's...
Keanu Reeves look-alike. Hey, maybe it's something to do with the jeans.
I don't know, because Joe Rogan's actually held his own.
He's one, too, yeah.
I would say Jordan Peterson, but you know, he's
a little bit out. Yeah, a little bit out there.
He's gotten hit with controversy after controversy, but it's always, I don't like what he said.
And so I would say, you know, the first reason celebrities suck is they're more prone to needing external validation. Anyone who needs a lot of external validation is compromised.
Oh, off the rip.
Compromised.
It's the same thing as that kid that eats bugs on the playground for everybody to be, like, paying attention to him.
Right.
I mean, it's that to the most unhealthy degree.
100%. And then, just quickly going into the second, I think celebrities are often severely lacking balance. And I don't just mean socially, but I mean in their skill set.
Mm.
And so when you think about the difference between a celebrity and an entrepreneur, they can obviously cross over. But someone who's genuinely a successful entrepreneur before becoming a celebrity had to master many different skill sets.
Yeah, they had to be personable. They had to go ahead and learn their craft. They had to go ahead.
Legalese.
Yeah, they had to put some work into it.
Yeah, they have to know how to use Microsoft Excel.
Well, not Bill Gates' ex-wife, but...
And what have you. So there's a multi-skill set that comes with it.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas if you're a celebrity based on a single talent, what happens to you is you get consumed by a business entity, which compensates for all those shortcomings.
Yeah, I mean, with money or attention or fame or what.
Yeah. And when you only have a single skill set, you're actually just a prey animal.
Yeah, because if you're only worried about birds, then you're not worried about jaguars.
Right. Well, I'm going like, okay, you can sing really good. You can write songs really good. And you draw tens of millions of followers. And this business shows up. I mean, Sony, Microsoft, what have you. They show up and they're like, hey, sign this contract. And we're going to make you even more famous.
Yeah, and it's just for 10 years.
Yeah, and just a lifetime royalty on all your sales.
Yeah, you know, just a mere 25%.
So you become like a product of a brand versus being an individual.
Turning something spiritual into something that's corporate.
Yeah, and how often do brands have your best interest at heart? How often?
Almost never, because the second that you say something out of pocket or out of line...
Yeah, they're like, get fucked.
Like, right now, I guarantee you, if Adam Sandler came out and was like, you know what? I'm actually a Mormon and I got 9 wives. There would be movie studios like clearing his shit out right
now. So I got to say this about Adam, though. Maybe this will just be a topic switch. But did you know Adam Sandler, maybe it was this year, maybe it was last, was the highest paid actor in the world on the year?
That can't be right.
It's because he has achieved sovereignty. Nobody owns Adam Sandler anymore. He secured, not only was he the highest paid actor, I'm talking 4 or 5 years back, he secured a movie deal with Netflix, which blew my fucking mind. It was a 3-movie deal. He guaranteed Netflix 3 movies. They paid his ass like $190 million for that. And these are Adam Sandler movies. You know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's going to be the underdog who happens to be just a little bit childish, but then turns out that he has a heart of gold halfway through the film, and then he realizes that his mistake was a mistake, so he comes back to fix it.
He's made the movie 100 times now. The only movie he ever did differently was the Jewel movie. Diamonds, fuck.
It was something.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, and then he's also got Wexley Fixer. Or,
yeah.
And then he also had
Hanukkah, the animated one.
8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah. But other than that, it's Happy Gilmore with a different skin.
Little Nicky, if you will.
Yeah. Highest paid actor last year or this year.
See, I would have figured it would have been Robert Downey Jr. Like, do everybody that, I mean, I haven't
seen.
Well,
I don't know what he's been in since Infinity War.
Literally, if he comes on set and takes a shit, like, they have to pay him $190,000 just to go ahead and smell the turd.
Now, see, if he had made one movie, he probably would have got it.
Yeah. And I mean, just, like, looking at what Marvel threw at him, which, by the way, him coming back as Doctor Doom for their version of Multiverse of Madness, oh, dude, he's going to clean house.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
Which, the fact that they went ahead and did that switch with Idris Elba after that whole controversy, which trying to go ahead and reel back into celebrity sucking.
So we got first one is they're often validation seekers. They're not internally stable. The second is they're easily manipulative because they tend to have an unbalanced skill set, which is their craft, their one thing, in which case the predators come out and eat them alive.
Oh, yeah. If I might go ahead and throw my proverbial hat in the ring. The third reason is because they're fucking weird.
Of course.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I say what you want about Adam Sandler making the same movies. I ain't never heard nobody be like, well, you know, whenever he celebrates Hanukkah, you know, he just shoots somebody in the dick, you know, just for shits and giggles.
Right.
You know, just pew, pew. Balls, too. You know, just to celebrate the coming of Moses.
Yeah.
Never.
He's a more relaxed celebrity.
Yeah. Or even Jack Black. Like, Jack Black, even he, after the whole Kyle Gass situation, was like, hey, whoa, look, I might have a bit of a stereotype of being a funny, you know, pot smoking kind of guy.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and dial it back just a tittle bit.
100%.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's
so they're also crazy.
Yeah, and it's always the ones that you least expect. Like, again, going back with Idris Elba. Like, I did not expect him to have that whole girlfriend situation going on.
Yeah.
Wait, is he the one that played Flash or the one that played He Who Waits? In
Idris Elba didn't play Flash.
Okay, so I'm thinking of the right guy. Ezra Miller.
Yeah, that guy played Flash. Have you heard about his stories?
Lay it on me for the chat.
I mean, he's got kidnapping, he's got terrorism, he's got beating up old people at bars, he's got breaking into people. He's got all, and somehow, I think he's still free.
Well, and I hate to name drop him, he's no Diddy.
Ezra Miller is just like an unhinged maniac that has somehow evaded arrest still.
Because he's a semi-celebrity.
Yeah.
He's...
And I think he was like trans or gay, or he was somewhere in the mix.
No, we can't lock those people up.
No.
That'd be like locking up a gay man and throwing him in prison. You're going to be around a whole bunch of buff dudes. All right. Okay.
You remember how crazy the gods of history were? Greek gods and Roman gods.
Dude, Greek gods is nothing but hubris.
You know, I think there's something about the disconnect between actually adding value for a living versus being a celebrity that actually makes people just unhinged. Like, when you genuinely don't have to do anything of value to sustain yourself, you become, like, tyrannical internally.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you no longer have to run for president because they made you president for life. At a certain point, you're like, oh, yeah.
The future of Trump.
God, could you fucking imagine?
No. People say that, though.
Oh, my God.
They're like, he's going to take over. He's going to become a dictator. And I'm like, no.
Well, we're going to have another French Revolution, but it's going to be American flavored.
100% America.
Man. And in that case, you know what? I feel like we should go ahead and adopt Mexico politics at that point. You don't do the job we tell you to as an elected.
The cartel just kills you.
Yeah, dude, seriously, I love it. I love that so much.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're serving millions of people, hundreds of millions, death being an option, it's part of the role.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting paid to show up for 3 times a year,
mm-hmm.
you fucking be there. There is no, my kid has a dentist appointment. No the fuck, no.
I think that's part of the reason, obviously, Trump won. You see so many people going on the left. How did Kamala lose? She ran a perfect campaign. They never mention the bullet. They never mention surviving the assassination attempt. It's not even brought up in the discussion. And I'm like, do you not understand American values, like the spirit of America?
Dude, Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, two of the most arguably...
of all time.
Yeah. Ronald Reagan once heard a balloon pop and he went, you missed, during one of his speeches. Theodore Roosevelt had got shot in the chest.
Yeah.
and came back out to finish his speech. That is baller status. Yeah. Tupac didn't even do that.
No. He died.
Like a wuss.
A lot of people think Diddy hired that hit.
Oh, no.
Hey, if you're just joining us, leave us some comments, some questions, what have you. Why do you think
that celebrities suck?
Yeah.
Come on. We're curious to what you want to know.
We got
external validation.
Yep. We got a single talent, so they're manipulatable. We got craziness. And then I'm going to add ego. The hubris is insane. So here's one thing I don't understand about the ego of celebrities. Because I myself have a pretty big ego, and I try to maintain it. I like to have a big ego. I think it helps.
Most people, this ego, this man, this ego.
But to have the opinion or the belief that people should care about what you say solely because you're talented in one area is insane to me.
But I made a one-hit wonder. So everyone should go ahead and take my geopolitical advice and spiritual and religious.
It doesn't make any sense. And a lot of these celebrities aren't like necessarily wealthy born. I mean, a lot of them come from the bottom.
Yeah, well, a good portion of them, yeah.
They come from the bottom and they still think that hundreds of millions of dollars later that they're going to speak to the people at the bottom and they're going to consider it valid input.
Yeah, well, I mean, after you reach a certain threshold of money, everybody underneath you, they fucking hate you.
Yeah, I'm a self-aware person, and I've moved up certain levels in my life, and I can tell you just how little fucks you keep moving up. It is very little, and I'm self-aware. I can't imagine people who are internally neurotic.
Yeah, dude, imagine $100 billion in your account. You wouldn't give a fuck about anything. You'd be riding pandas to go to the bathroom on your golden toilet. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't give two shits.
That's why I think they virtue signal so much. The fifth reason celebrities suck is they virtue signal to high hell.
Oh, my God. If I have to hear another, if Trump got elected, I'm leaving the country. I would literally shit my pants in protest.
And so that's why I want to 100% take it to, I think a lot of people, celebrities who are, you know, on the left or promoting Kamala, and they're like, is this America? Do we really live in a nation that would elect somebody like Trump?
It was between a turd sandwich and a douche. All right. So
something about the human condition, we value authenticity above everything else.
Yeah, and which
are very highly anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, when you got certain people that own their weirdness, like, mm-hmm. you know, God, what is his name? British comedian Russell
Brand.
Yes.
Love that guy.
Dude used to do every drug, everything. Alcohol, woman, man, giraffe, everything in between.
Have you seen his game?
He has a game.
No, I mean, like, his game.
Like, oh, you mean his writ?
Like, oh, I've never seen a guy with that good a riz. Go to on YouTube, look up Russell Brand flirting. Oh, best man. Flirter I've ever seen.
Not just that, like, just the way that he's magnanimous without even trying. Which, Russell Brand, I know I'm sounding like I'm blowing you right now, but please come on our podcast. Anyway, though.
We'll get him.
Like, I just love the fact that he went ahead and he went, I'm fucking weird.
Yep.
But you know what? I'm going to do something positive with it. You know what?
He owned it.
Yeah, I'm going to quit everything.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go ahead and make myself a better person. That is the sign of a leader.
Yeah.
Even a weird one.
Yeah, after beating up Katy Perry, you know, and all that, he still turned around.
Excuse me?
I don't. You know, that he was married to Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah, I knew that, but, like, I didn't know that he... Oh, is that why the weird eye thing with her concert?
I have no idea, but she claimed abuse and what.
Well, I mean, everybody does when it's somebody famous.
True.
Not everybody has a hallway tape of it.
But, yeah, speaking to being authentic, it's like... It's really like Harry Potter between Voldemort and Umbridge, which is that prissy If you know Umbridge.
Oh, no, I'm the only person on the face of the planet that never seen a Harry Potter before.
90% of people would go Umbridge is a worse person than Voldemort. Everyone knew what Voldemort wanted.
Yeah, he was straight up, you know, he was Hitler wizard, you know?
Yeah, he wanted to live forever. He wanted all the power.
He wanted to live on the back of a grad school teacher.
And people are like, okay, I understand that. Umbridge is like, I'm going to pretend to be nice to you, and then if you get an answer wrong in class, I'm going to cut your tongue literally.
Just clear off. I'm just going to go ahead and like strangle a kid in front of everyone because he has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, as you do of as an administrator of
Well, that's a children. Reasonable use of power. Don't we want the best for people?
I would... Side note, this is completely changing topics. I would have done anything for Harry to have cast Gunn amongst all the, all these wizards. I cast Gat. What?
That's the future, man. Skibbity Toilet movie coming out. That's going to be our future movies.
No.
Yeah, Michael Bay is directing it.
Oh, there's going to be so much Megan Fox in it.
Maybe. The new Megan Fox.
Oh, dude, it's better than Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Oh, which, by
the way... That guy really fell off.
Dude, he went nuts.
Yeah.
Like...
The celebrity got him.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the parts. Let's go ahead and add a fifth reason. Being part of the zeitgeist, which, for everybody at home, that means the hoi polloi, which is Latin for of the people.
Yeah.
That's your... determination on who you are is now influenced by everything that's outside you.
100%.
That I look, a person is smart. People are dumb.
So dumb.
And I mean, like, I don't mean that as in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, anything that's led by committee and not by somebody that has studied it, has done it for their entire life. Like, we got your Tim Allens, who can go ahead and turn around from being, you know, a coke smuggler.
Yeah.
To being, like, the most wholesome man in Hollywood.
True.
Three Santa Claus movies.
I'd almost argue if you can't form a truly independent opinion, you shouldn't contribute at all.
Mm.
But the thing, it's very hard to know whether you actually have an independent opinion or not.
Yeah, the problem being is, like, the second that the studios, the industry, starts going ahead and putting their little bit of into your pie, that's it. That's done.
So, speaking of industry, there's a controversy brewing in the gaming industry.
No.
So, I grew up a gamer. I've played a lot of games in my life. I love, you know, generally I like the gaming industry. I think people take it a bit too far. But, I've seen every developer that I grew up with fall from grace.
In some aspect.
In some, like, EA used to actually make good games.
And now they're making paywalls.
Yeah. Blizzard was perfect record, and then they started making mobile Diablo games.
Paywalls.
Bethesda made some classics, Skyrim, Oblivion, and now they're one of the most hated developers of all time.
Well, I mean, to be fair, well, I mean, Blizzard was the one with all the sexual harassment complaints, but could you imagine that amongst nerds?
I could.
What?
But you see every developer falling from grace over time. So who's left, really?
The indies.
The indies. But there's two big developers that have kind of kept... One's kept a great record, and the other's kept a flawless record. Rockstar, who makes Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, great record. They still have it.
Well, I mean, except for release dates.
Yeah, but nobody gets that right. And then the second is FromSoft. That's FromSoft.
Better to be FromSoft than From Hard.
What is it with fucking soft and business names? But they made all the
like the breakout games?
Dark Souls series.
Oh,
they made Bloodborne, Dark Souls, Elden Ring.
Yeah, no, they made those games where you have to, you know, put your head against a cheese grater until you get past
it. But they've got a perfect record. People love their games. They don't put you behind any paywalls. They make a great game. People enjoy it.
Yeah, like, they will fuck you, but it's only with your consent.
100%.
Yeah, it's not with money. It's just because, like, if you want to go ahead and flagellate yourself.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're not going to stop
They're
you.
Really just sadists.
We're just going to provide the whips, and if you want to use them, then is A-okay with us.
But today, or maybe it was yesterday, news broke that their independence is about to be compromised.
Oh, no.
And so what happens is these companies, these gaming companies, are owned generally by bigger companies.
Yeah.
And the bigger company can let them have their artistic freedom, or they cannot.
Mm.
But, you know, you've got your mid-tier companies and then your super corps. And so Sony is in talks to buy the studio that owns FromSoft. And Sony's the same company that's behind Concord, which is the biggest flop in gaming history. Do you know about Concord?
Could you go ahead and elaborate?
So Concord is basically a... there's a game by Blizzard, Overwatch. It's an Overwatch semi-clone. And that it's like a shooter. It's like an online shooter. What have you.
Basically a diet Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's like a mix between Fortnite and Call of Duty in a way.
Yeah, well, probably like an Apex Call of Duty.
Concord production cost was $300 to $400 million.
Ooh.
It shut down in less than a month after release. Ooh. $300 or $400 million to make, shut down within a month.
Oh, God, that sounds like Detroit Become Human.
Become bankrupt.
Real fast.
And, Sony is the same company behind that, and they are looking at buying the company from FromSoft, which would put the whole Dark Souls series...
strictly for PlayStation.
Yeah. Well, which... that's what they're thinking. So, they don't have to keep it exclusive, but come on.
They're going to.
Yeah. It's like Bethesda has become an Xbox exclusive now that Microsoft bought ZeniMax, and ZeniMax owned Bethesda.
Which every time that I look at anything that's happening in the gaming industry, it's always, well, you know what? We fired half of our staff. You know, ha ha.
The future of the gaming industry is going to be like the most politically correct, boring games you could ever imagine. And the developers are going to be like, you like this. You're having fun. Because you're going to get like a little message in the middle of the game. Keep having fun.
You just supported the land rights to a whole bunch of ghouls. You are politically correct.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Which, I mean, that was half the fun of the games. Is like, if you wanted to be a complete bastard, that was your right. If you want to be the most evilest person to ever walk the face of the planet, that was up to you.
Yep. Like a noticeable thing people thought was a political move on Bethesda's part. All other games, if you killed somebody, you could take all their shit off their inventory and it would like derobe them. So you'd have like, I mean, you'd have like underwear, but like a nude corpse. You could like throw that corpse off a building, throw it off a mountain, hold it up with a spell. People love that shit.
Yeah, because like, again, it's kind of a catharsis game. For the most part. Like, if you never got the chance to actually be an ass your day-to-day.
In Starfield, you can take all their fucking items and armor out of their inventory, and then they're still wearing them after you killed them.
You know, as you do. Again, as you do.
Of course.
The last time that somebody stole my pants, I still had pants on.
Hey, it's real life. That's how it works. The duplication glitch. All right, man, I have to... just for a second.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring a little bit of sauce to your life while my co-host is out of the way. So I want to talk to you guys all about the BMMAs. We are trying to go ahead and start something for all you thickums out there. The Big Mommy Milkers Association is only here to help. And as its leading sponsor, I am completely broke. They have taken basically everything from me. So, if you would like to go ahead and contribute, I would like you to go ahead and find your BBWs out there and let them know that they are absolutely gorgeous. And even for you skinny minis, you know what? Absolutely fantastic. You're doing great work out there for people with no taste. So, here at the Falsegrave Podcast, as one of the co-hosts, I'm going to go ahead and have to say that If you guys got anything for the comments, go ahead and leave them in there. And also, in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and enjoy some of my mint julep. That is fresher than a Creole in Mardi Gras. So, another thing that I want to go ahead and ask the crowd, if you guys are out there or even paying attention right now. Why exactly does everything suck so bad recently? Oh, goodness. We are now being brought back to the light.
I've returned with extra sauce.
Oh, man. This guy is reaching so hard. He is at straight Arby's horsey sauce.
So, why does everything suck so much today?
Well, I think it's because, like, the general feeling of ennui. Now, for all
Parma.
I'm just saying, like, do you know what ennui means?
Nope.
It's basically everything is so static normal that it's just terrible. It's a French word, which, by the way, for y'all that are in the chat right now, you just learned a little bit of French.
Hey, we teach as well as entertain.
Just a little bit.
If you want to put your kids on, we're going to give some lessons.
We can go ahead and head in some of that Creole right now. So, qu'est-ce que c'est, bon temps roulé? Let the good times roll.
Yeah. So, that's why everything sucks?
Oh, yeah. I believe that it's... We have just gotten to a point where everything kind of sucks to the point where we've become numb to it.
Yeah.
Like with McDonald's, which I'm calling you guys out. I don't know what it was in the 90s, but when mom said, hey, we're going to get McDonald's, I used to get so excited. My nipples would shoot straight through my shirt. At 7 years old,
hey, that happens, man.
I'd be in the back like a crack addict that just got a fresh hit. I'd be fucking Woody Woodpecker. Nowadays, if somebody tells me they're getting McDonald's, I'm like, is there like a Burger King nearby?
Maybe we're just burnt out on all this pleasure, all this good food, all this hedonism.
It can't be.
The hedonism story is coming to an end.
Can't be. That's impossible.
No more. The hedonist will die. Death of hedonism.
No. Can't be. Not possible. Look, we're all looking for the next best thing, which is why Taco Bell has now decided that they are going to start doing wings.
Oh, that's going to suck.
Oh, like their fries?
Yep.
Oh, like their naked chicken chalupa?
Yep.
Like their Cinnabons?
It's all going to suck.
See, that's where you're wrong, my co-host. Look, we got to go ahead and try a whole bunch of things that suck first, because that is the first step of getting somewhere awesome.
Yeah.
That's how you get the McPizza.
That was a hit, bro. The McPizza, good lord.
The McSpaghetti. We've all been there. We've all been there, right, chat?
Man, I know I have.
Man, you know what business, though? Like, not to sidetrack from this topic.
Yeah.
You know what business has got to be a front for drug money?
What?
Long John Silver's.
Dude. Have we talked about this before?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I've been talking about this for a while. There's two companies that I'm like, how in the hell do they still exist? Long John Silver's is one.
Yeah.
Captain D's is the other. That's like generic Long John Silver. It's even worse.
That's the dollar store version. That's Dollar Tree, dude, not even Dollar General.
I've never driven by a Captain D's. And Long John Silver's are gone from where we're at.
Like, oh, yeah.
They used to be around. They're just gone. But I looked it up. They're still a big company.
I mean, if you say so.
You go by Captain D's, never seen more than four cars. Ever. Man, ever.
That's because that's all the employees working there.
Exactly.
Dude, I once walked into a Long John Silver's and they went, why? They looked across the counter. They were like, hey, we got someone's actually here.
Dude, I hate that feeling. When you go to the company, when you go to the business nobody goes to, every employee looks at you like a nuisance. They're like, what the fuck is a customer doing in this establishment?
What, the Sonic's across the street.
We get
Popeyes
paid,
is next door.
Look, we get paid to put on a uniform, wear a name tag, and then look at our phones all day. You don't have any business coming in here asking for asking for food.
We've kept one fryer running for 6 years, and you're going to make us have to change the oil at the end of the day?
You're I hit you with the, what do you want?
I would like a number one. And
a number one? We ran out of that 3 years ago, sir.
Can I get a number two?
Dude, sometimes you show up at a fast food restaurant or any sort of like
establishment.
Service establishment, and it's almost like a game. It becomes a game of what's actually on the menu and what they're out of stock of.
Mm.
Like I've been hit with, we're out of ketchup, mustard, ranch, we're out of beef, we're out of patties.
French fries.
Yeah. So we got chicken. Okay. Chicken's left. Okay. And what about the sauce? Well, we got, Dijon mustard.
And grape vinaigrette.
And that's all you get. That's all you get.
So you can either have this or you can go ahead and get fucked, buddy boy. It's kind of like going to a Subway and then finding out that all they have is pepperoni and tuna fish.
So I'm not going to say the shop because it's, what do you call it? When you incriminate yourself?
Self-incrimination.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name. It's a secret. But there's this one business I've been to a couple times where the sole part of the business, it's like in the name. It'd be like Subway.
It'd be like KFC.
Yeah. Doesn't have the actual item available upon opening.
Are you talking about McIce creams?
It's like you got to wait 30 minutes to get the item. So it'd be like going into Subway when they open and going, can I get a sub? And they say, the bread won't be ready for 30 minutes. The bread won't be ready for 30 minutes. I know a business that operates on this, on that program.
That's why you hire people to
I'm like, if I own that company, I'd come in and backhand every fucking employee. Like, are you starting early? Like, either that or I'm just going to have you start an hour early.
Yeah, so that way you have the thing that people come in for.
You're a sub shop, but if you come in 30 minutes after we open, or 30 minutes prior to 30 minutes before opening, word salad, pulling a Kamala, guys, you can't get a sub. We open at 10, you come in at 10, no sub, no sir.
No.
The bread's still baking.
Now you can get a hamburger, but not a sub.
Get some hot meatballs we put in the microwave.
Oh God. We can go ahead and heat up some ravioli, but that's because, you know, Jeff brought it with him.
Yeah. It's so crazy how bad everything is. Our standards are just so low.
Well,
do you look back at photos of like America coming up, like in the Industrial Revolution? Some of these guys are wearing 3-piece suits. On the job site.
At like a construction job. Like like one of those high rise.
Yeah. Suit and tie building a skyscraper.
Yeah, one of those zoot suits.
Yeah. Now, I mean, hell, you're in a business setting and people are in joggers and a wife beater.
I mean, don't be calling me out on stream, okay?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Man, I'm trying to get on them stacks and bands. You know what I'm saying?
But all of that to say Captain D's is definitely a front for some sort of criminal enterprise.
Oh, it's got
to
be.
Come to find out, Captain D's is like just a product of the cartel, Mexican cartel or
something. It has to be. I've never heard somebody say, man, I went to Captain D's for lunch and thank God they were open.
Imagine.
Not once in my entire existence.
Another thing, this is going to be a plea. Can we please bring back 24-hour businesses? Please.
Oh, God. I would kill.
Please. Do you know how much of an inconvenience you've brought upon us by not being open 24 hours?
Yeah. Remember when McDonald's was 24 hours?
That was part of growing up for me. It was like, when I get older, I can go out at 2 a.m.,
get me some nuggets and french fries and a Coke.
Right? I'm like, I'm a real adult now. Like, yeah, I'm doing adult shit.
Not here. Not over the ice wall. Those motherfuckers are closed by 7:30.
Yeah. It is sick. You get coffee shops closing at 7 p.m. and opening at 10 a.m.
Oh, so the only time when you actually need coffee is already well done.
Yeah, yeah. It's so crazy, man.
That's silly as shit. Like, and that's one thing I will have to go ahead. I'll sprinkle a little respect on it. That's where Waffle House used to stand. That used to be the one place if you were...
And now they still are open 24 hours.
Yeah, they don't close down for anything. No. It could be a hurricane with...
Now, they hire the most hardened convicted felons, but I'm okay with that.
And drill instructors from the military.
Hey, and if you're in the chat, give us some questions. Give us some comments. We need your help to fight this shadow ban that YouTube has given us.
Come on.
Ever since we ate crickets... YouTube is like, you guys, you're not so cool anymore.
I guess YouTube's full of vegans. And if you guys would help us fight against them, we'd be forever grateful.
Now is a good time to bring up our mission. Because I haven't started doing the TikTok live streams yet. I'm going to, but people go, what's the goal? I've told people about our purpose, but what's our goal?
To make ASMR videos.
Our goal... is to be more popular than ass and titties. If there's one thing I aim to accomplish in my life, it's to be more popular than ass and titties. Elon's like, let's put a man on Mars.
Let's go ahead and live forever.
I think I might have the more impossible.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Serious question. Living forever, going to Mars, or being more popular than ass and titties. What's the hardest of the three?
Literally the last one. Like, 95% of the internet is prawn. So...
Yeah, that's my goal. I aim to do the impossible.
It's impossible. But you know what? I'm here for it, Sisyphus. Yep. Let's roll that rock up the
hill. We're doing it. So, I'm not exactly sure when we got shadow banned, but our channel's performance has greatly fallen off since the cricket video and some of our more recent videos. I'm not exactly sure, but...
We need you guys.
We do see the viewer count going up now, so thank you guys.
Hey!
It is us versus OnlyFans. We will beat the platform.
Come on, guys. Let's be wholesome.
We're going to make ass and titties boring again. They were never boring. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
If you ever get bored of those, then you've officially crossed the line into the double OGs department. Which, could you go ahead and fill in the viewers?
Yeah, double OGs. So...
We have recently discovered a group here.
I was talking with my co-host, Mr. Furman, the other day, and this is something I've thought about a while. It's I was thinking about the gay community, and I'm like, surely there are gays that only do oral. Like, I'm sure there's gays that only partake in oral sex, because I'm like, a lot of people aren't trying to take it. Like, take it behind. Like, it's hard for many people. So, like, if you're a gay dude... and you're attracted to men, but you're like, I'm not putting it in my butt. And then you fall in love with another dude who's got the same opinion. Surely there's a community of gays that are only oral. And so I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I was looking it up. A lot of people don't know that this community is called only oral gays. It's actually a subsection of the gay community. In the streets, they're known as double OGs. So like when you hear somebody go, I'm a double OG, they're really talking about being an only oral gay. And we get somebody in the chat. I genuinely ever think on how gays have sex. So are you saying that you always think about how gays have sex? Like that's the only thing you think about? Is that what you're trying to say? We got somebody in the chat saying, I genuinely ever think on how gays have sex. So I think he's trying to say he only thinks about gay sex.
Well, I mean, that makes two of us. Well, it's a very interesting conversation for most conservatives whenever it comes to it.
So how do you... Okay, he reiterated, he corrected. He goes, I genuinely never think of gays having sex and how they do it. Well, why? Why don't you think about it?
Well, nobody wants to know how the sausage gets played.
It's a curious thing. I mean, who wouldn't think about it?
At least just out of sheer curiosity. Yeah. It's kind of like figuring out how Jason Voorhees picks up on chicks. Like, yeah. It's just...
It's like figuring out how Pete Davidson, you know, has so much game.
Seriously, that guy, Ariana Grande, like, R.I.P. Riz.
That's just one of, like, 20. He got Kim K.
Oh,
he got a handful.
Yeah, he got more than a handful a lot of times. Like, that guy.
It's something you wonder about. So, yeah, if you ever hear a rapper talking about being a double OG, they're gay. I can't speak to the triples.
Well, I'm just saying, like, just look for the signs. They always go.
That's the gang sign. That is the sign.
Yeah, I mean, you got Crips, and then you got Bloods, and then you got OGs.
Yep. Them double O's. 007?
00G.
007 died. They killed him.
Oh, yeah, like the last movie, didn't they?
Yeah, it's like, growing up, that was like a dude, you know? That was like John Wick.
That was
Jason Statham.
That was Mr. Man.
Yeah, and now it's just like nothing. Hey, 5 viewers, if you're tuning in, if you're tuning in and your life sucks, we can fix it. I've fixed every single person. If their life sucked, I fixed it. And I know my co-host is going, well, what about me? Okay, that's different.
But you know what? I can weigh in anyway. So go ahead and hit us with some questions. Go ahead.
Bring the thought back. Okay, if you had a thought, have another thought. Bring it back.
Go ahead. Let's reel it in. Let's.
Yeah. Bring the thought back.
Okay. Bring them thoughties.
So I want to talk about a personal experience, and I get it. I don't believe in overly bragging. Like, if you brag too much, it's karmic retribution. Like, you're going to get punished. But I want to speak on something that I've found to be true.
Mm.
Okay. I've had a lot of success in investing and doing, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
When I go online and you'll watch a video from a guru, no matter what field they're in, they're going to hit you with something like this. People are always asking me. You know, people always ask me. And I'm telling you, if there's one thing I've found to be true, people don't ask shit. They don't ask a fucking thing.
They just want to see the magician do the magic.
They don't ask. And I'm not that kind of guy. I simply don't understand it. If I'm around somebody who is doing better than me, I'm going to go up to that person and go, how'd you do it? How are you doing it? Will you help me? Will you show me? I will listen. And there are tons of people I know personally who aren't doing well, and they never come and ask me, what should I do?
No, I typically ask, can you do it for me?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't. That's okay, too. But I'm just calling fooey on these fucking influencers going, people ask me.
Well, at least they're not asking whether or not you like your Lamborghini or your bookshelf.
Yeah. I don't believe it. People always ask me.
Do they, though?
How do I drink this liquid from this cup? Well, you see,
you just smash it upside the side of your head. Like, that's all it is to it. Yeah. You just drink it with your earlobes.
Some of those people always ask me are legitimate insane. People always ask me, how did I stop my receding hairline from receding further?
Let me just... Anyway.
I'm like, nobody asks you that. Nobody. People always ask me, why didn't Red Bull give me wings?
Do they, though?
Why didn't they?
They do the equivalent of, well, everybody stood up on the bus and clapped. Just in the opposite direction.
It's crazy, man. So, what do they always ask you, Mr. Furman? What do they ask you?
Why the fuck haven't you gotten your life together at this point? Do you know how drunk you are? Can you please exit the vehicle? Is that powdered donut underneath your nose?
I feel like this could be a good satirical skit. like an entrepreneur podcast. I'm going off about what people always ask me, and I'm like, what advice have people asked you? That
how do you live in a house with dishes stacked up to the ceiling?
Yeah. So Phil nailed it in the chat. Most influencers make their money off of their programs that they sell.
Ooh.
That's why when I buy the Lambo, I'm hoping my edge can be, I'm going to be the one guy with a Lambo who you don't know and doesn't have a course. Because I feel like that is a missing person. If somebody got a Lambo online, you either know the name already, like Jake Paul, or there's somebody you never fucking heard of, but they're going to tell you how to make $1,000 next week if you send an email to your grandma telling her you found her on an OnlyFans video.
Yeah, and then you just blackmail her. You know, you just, as you do, yeah, as you do.
Blackmailing grandmas has netted me, you know, $30,000 a month. And I'm scaling the business.
Yeah, I mean, it's the new Nigerian print scam.
Dude, okay. In 30 years, that might be a business right there.
I'm just saying, like, you want to go to church or you want to go ahead and pay me up?
Because we got your grandkids' names right here.
And we can scar them for life, or you can go ahead and just fork over that money.
Now, this is getting us up. Our viewer count is 8. If you're just tuning in, life advice.
We are blackmailing grandmas with OnlyFans.
We have had people pay us tens of thousands for this advice. We can give it to you for free. You ask a question, we'll change your life right now.
No courses needed. We're doing this out of the kindness of our heart.
I will literally take a course out back and fuck it.
Oh, Jesus.
I will fuck your course.
You don't want to see that. He doesn't even use spit.
No, I like it dry. I like it dry. You know me.
I could know a lot less of you and be a lot happier.
The views just keep going up. Do we have to talk about this stupid shit to get the views, guys? Is that what you want? You want that hawk tour?
Let's go ahead and give them some more dumb ideas to get rich. Come on now. I know we can do this. I believe in us.
Dumb ideas to get rich.
I think shit. That right now, blackmailing grandmas with OnlyFans, that right there already. That right
that
there.
That was a genius one.
That one's pure gold.
That one is gold. What's next?
We need the pool noodle type 2. Go ahead, chat. Lay it on us. Give us that steamy good load.
I thought about being an AI chick. Like, and then messaging dudes for money. Like, I feel like that might could, but the boomers, they gotta be over 40 or they're gonna know what's going on.
Nah, see, some of those AI chicks, that's gonna be right about where the 20-year-olds are that are just finding out what hentai is. Like, you might be able to slide in.
But I'm like, I'm gonna feel too gay messaging dudes as a chick.
Oh, I mean, like, I've been sending out foot pics for years. I mean, I've almost made $30. But then again, I've got some ugly feet.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that could work. You're the AI girlfriend, but you're a dude. Because guys know what guys like better than girls. Mm. You can agree with me on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they have the same equipment. So yeah. It's at least like, this is what I would
like. We're working with familiar territory.
Yeah, you're not like, oh, yes, my clitoris between my elbows are just absolutely...
Yeah.
Erect.
So maybe that's one you guys could try. If you want to make some quick cash.
Yeah, that one's bronze tier. Let's aim for a silver model right now.
So, okay, I've provided a lot here. A lot of value. You got to give one now.
Okay. Just off the top of my head. Just brainulating a formulaic situation.
We got a comment. Seriously considered feet finder. Why are people paying to see feet? I don't understand it. Well, I genuinely don't.
Well, I just know that it's better than doing a squat cobbler.
Fair. There's that YouTuber who made a whole channel off that, like with the cracking the eggs. Oh, you know that one? No. You don't get to see the squat, but you get to see the egg.
Oh, my God. No. That's like that one YouTube.
You see the ankles and the egg and then a crack.
Oh, God. Every day we stray further and further.
Okay, I'm about to get into the chat.
Oh.
Okay, feet are not nasty. Okay.
They are, though.
No.
Yes.
I don't have a foot fetish. Since I'm so I'm so much of a foot centrist.
Man, he's getting very defensive about this, guys.
People have accused me of having a foot fetish because I'm a foot centrist, which is I don't have a negative or positive opinion of feet. I don't call feet disgusting, and that puts me somehow in the pro foot category.
Well, I'm not trying to go ahead and call you out here, but he doesn't have a foot fetish, people. He doesn't.
No. No foot fetish.
Not a single bit.
There we go.
Just gotta point the good smelling bits at yourself. Yeah, I get you.
No, foot are neutral. They're neutral, but I don't understand the obsession or the considering them nasty. They're neither.
Okay, so you choose to put feet and elbows on the same category. Right.
Yeah, if you're in the chat, I want to ask a question. Okay, and be honest, answer me. And I'm looking at you, Taylor and Phil, you commenters. If you could get your toes sucked, free of charge, anonymously, would you take the option? Would you take it? And I'm looking for an answer. Don't pussy out on me. Would you accept a toe sucking, free of charge?
Oh, if I can go ahead and weigh in before they do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely not. I could not inflict that kind of punishment onto somebody.
Are you not a hedonist?
Oh,
I thought you were a hedonist.
There's a level, all right. There's a level
have told me things that you've done that are far worse than that.
Having a train ran on you while you eat pie is not the same as having somebody...
Fucking liars. We have liars in the chat.
But he's equal
liars.
He's equal on the toes thing.
They call me a true toe centrist.
You're not a radical centrist. You're just a toe centrist.
Nah, I'm calling all three of y'all. Y'all lying. No. Lying.
Look, I have done some heinous things in my life.
You guys are crazy.
Man, if I had somebody suck my toes, I'd feel bad afterwards.
You are crazy, man. You got some crazy... You know, and I'm getting called disgusting. I never even said, on the record, I wanted my toe sucked. I never even said it.
Look, just take a whiff out of your shoe and then, then you can say that again.
See, and that's the problem with society today.
They don't like their toes being sucked.
You can take a centrist standpoint, neither pro or con, and people are going to call you pro. People are calling me pro. That's what they're insinuating.
Well, I'm just sorry. We asked you tacos or pizza, and you were like, they're both very good. We're just going to go ahead and push you off that fence.
Crazy.
You know?
Yeah. I don't trust the chat. Oh. I don't trust them. Can never trust our chat.
Chat, don't feel bad. I still trust you. You guys keep putting that toe-sucking truth out there.
So
it got so weird so fast.
So what our viewers are going up though. If you just tuned in, viewer number 6, we're talking about toe sucking. Hey, ask some questions on life advice.
Yeah, that's in the same category, everyone.
Okay, what are acceptable then? What is an acceptable range?
Look,
of kinkdom.
Well, butt stuff obviously is
okay,
on the table.
What is okay? What's right above toe sucking? Like in terms of acceptability, toe sucking unacceptable by your standard in the chat. What's right below it? Like,
I'm gonna let the chat go ahead and weigh in on this one before I do.
I see. What's a little bit less gross than that? Like, just right below on the scale.
Licking somebody's inner ear. Like, in this part. Like, wet willy
so territory. I didn't realize the hedonist Furman was just a prude.
Wow.
I didn't realize I was in a group of prudes.
Wow. Wow, chat. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
I'm the only non-prude.
Oh, Mr. Toe Sucker Anonymous over here.
What it toe suck TSA. Oh, the TSA. God.
That's what it stands for.
What is it? What are they? The travel security admin. What is it?
Travel.
No, it's surveillance.
Travel surveillance agency.
It's something about surveillance agency. Yeah, the TSA.
I thought it was truly sucky agency. Anybody that makes me take my shoes off in front of people are fucking monsters.
Hey, you're not wrong there. And then when they ask you to take the socks off. But you know what comes next.
Well, I mean, the cavity search, that's where the fun kicks in. If you ever had somebody look up your butthole with a flashlight before, you would understand.
Nah, y'all crazy, bro. Y'all crazy.
My favorite thing is, like, occasionally you can see, like, a figure of a Buzz Lightyear in some of them. It's fun, you know? Yeah. It's just, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I hope this, you know, I can set society straight. If you don't want your toes sucked, deep down, you actually hate yourself.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and let's rip through this box and unpack that for a second. If you don't want your toes sucked,
you hate your, you're a masochist.
No, yeah. That is not the same as like refusing to get head. That is not the same.
No, it isn't the same. I'll give you that.
I'm sorry. No, if you refuse to get head,
then maybe it's my sadism.
I guess because yeah. Like, dude, that level of like. That's the equivalent of, like, Canada throwing Germans grenades on top of their food. Like, that's just savage.
Okay, we got some boundaries being listed in the chat.
Oh, hit us.
My butt is off limits. My feet are off limits. Nothing's off limits.
Well, I mean, are we just talking like this being the off limits part?
Fisting?
that's a hard
one. We're slowly turning into the Hawk Tua podcast. We're just a bunch of bitches right now.
Slay.
Listen to a female rap song. It's going to sound like this.
My ass is off limits. My toes is off limits. Handy's off limits.
Got your man sucking my toes.
You think you the shit, but you ain't even a fart.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Nah, man. I'm an open book.
Yeah, go ahead and hit us. Man, I'm one of those books that's been read through so much that my spine is broken.
Dude, speaking of gimmicks and podcasts, I gotta say, I got a little bit of envy, a little bit of jealousy.
Ooh.
For a podcast I discovered on TikTok.
Nah.
Two guys, far inferior to us in terms of height, in terms of finances, in terms of sex appeal. Might sound like a joke, but I'm actually being serious.
Just straight no testosteronies?
Just straight gremlins that just started a podcast on TikTok. Well, they're on YouTube and TikTok, kind of like we are.
Yeah.
And the name of it, I want to say it's Talking Tua podcast.
Oh, they fucking ripped it.
And what they do is they give commentary on the episodes of the Talk to a podcast. So they give their commentary on each like statement made on the Hawk to a podcast.
Oh, so they're just piggybacking.
And would you believe it? They have taken off. Like they got like tens of thousands of subs. In a matter of, like, days.
Man.
Those fucking monsters.
Genius could have been monsters. Us.
Could have. We missed it. We're going to get the next one.
Oh, man. I hope it's something fucking weird.
Female rappers are the least talented artists ever.
I don't know. Taylor Swift has got some, you know, some bangers, like.
That one she did with T-Pain.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Right. Oh, speaking of T-Pain, you know he's coming back, right?
Oh, yeah. He dropped that single with Mark Zuck.
Oh, yeah. You guys are getting that Zuck news right now.
Get Low, Mark Zuck, T-Pain remix. They killed it. They killed it.
It's almost like the acoustic version of... Ooh, what we got?
We got some Defenders.
Ooh.
Okay, Phil's going, female rappers are the least talented artists ever, and we got somebody going, Hey, don't hate on Nicki Minaj. Hunter, I'm with you. Nicki, she's got some real talent.
Yep, right behind her and right in front of her. Very talented. Yep. Super talented.
And we just hit our highest view count for the night so far.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Nicki Minaj, she is definitely part of the BMMAs.
I'm gonna throw out a bounty. If you haven't commented tonight and you're watching, I'll send you $1 over PayPal or Venmo if you comment right now. Give us a question, ask for some life advice. If you're viewing and you haven't commented already, there is a full US dollar on the table coming to you. A full dollar. Now, who's on the dollar?
George Washington.
A full Washington, I will provide.
A full Freedom Father.
One unique comment equals one George.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little incentive for the chat.
Yeah.
Ooh. I can't wait because, like, you guys don't even realize if we hit 10,000 subscribers, the things that this man has promised.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
I've actually promised to go ahead and get shot live on stream with a paintball gun.
Yeah. And I've got paintball guns. Those aren't those.
Okay, I was about to say, like, those look like bullet guns.
Those are for when we get big enough that the government shows up for this pod.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be like those Hawk Tua comments. They just want to step too far for democracy.
Yeah. I freed the minds of too many people. Freed people into... I brought them into the realm of accepting toe-sucking.
Oh,
and that's a society that is too free for a government to control.
Drag queens fisting, you know, maps, that was fine, but toe sucking is where we draw the line.
We got a tip bounty. Ooh. Someone's going, they say I pay $1 to see that you're getting shot with a paintball.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, all right, we could probably make that happen if you help bring in some more subscribers. Believe it or not, I will even lower it to 5,000
subs,
and you guys can tune in live to me getting absolutely obliterated by probably some of the most meanest weaponry known to man that's not lethal.
Hey, this is a good bounty. That's a good bounty.
Yeah, and I mean, like, for 20,000, I'll go ahead and get shot with a beanbag gun.
You ready to do the ad?
Oh yeah.
All right, for those at home, you get us to 5,000 subs, we got a couple surprises waiting for you.
First off, paintball exclusive. You guys go ahead and get to watch me get fucking shot.
Right on stream, live.
Live. So there's going to be a lot of swearing. And probably the most creative ways that you have never even heard.
And these may or may not be frozen paintballs.
Oh, that's for 7,000. If you guys can bring in enough subscribers, I'm willing to go ahead and do some weird shit for you.
Every time.
And for 15,000, I will go ahead and eat a live octopus.
Yeah, and you see this, you might think it's an ashtray. It's actually a bowl. But we're saving that for 20,000.
You guys don't, you probably don't want to watch 20,000.
All right, so we should, we should go out with something good, something big, monumental. You know, you don't have a lot of rants and raves. What's something that just gets under you? Like, what's something just pisses you off? Because you're a little more laissez-faire, a little more go with the flow than I am.
Ooh. Now, this one's going to be a little bit controversial. People who are overly positive despite shit being absolutely fucking terrible. Like, I hate it so much.
You must have a problem with me then.
Some days. Well, to be fair, you've got your life going on track and I'm like off the rails half the time. So whenever I hear somebody just coming up like, ha ha, you know, my house just caught fire. But you know what? I've always wanted to live in a tent.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm 110% with you. Here's why I hate those people. Because I know a huge part of me keeping my shit together comes from really experiencing the negativity.
Mm.
Like, when things get bad, I feel them strongly. That's what allows me to do something about the bad shit. When I see a motherfucker in absolute turmoil who's just hitting it with hitting it in stride, in my mind, I'm like, this is the dumbest motherfucker I know. Like,
it's almost like a checkout from reality.
He ain't getting nowhere.
Like, are you fucking for real? Your dog got shot. Your grandma got AIDS. Yeah, but you know what? I'm still walking. Yeah.
I'm making $7.25 an hour. I'm 28. I just moved out on my own.
But I get free French fries every once in a while when my manager isn't there.
It's the guy at the company pizza party that's actually happy for the pizza party.
They got a meat lovers, guys, and a Hawaiian. Fuck you! They could have given you a pay raise.
Everybody hates that guy.
Like, I don't even know, like, who could stand such a thing. Oh, yep. We got a ladybug on stream, guys.
I'm gonna land him on the camera.
Nope. Sight?
What? Okay.
Yeah. No. No, he's gone. He, they, them, ladybug pronouns. Heard you.
He landed on the light switch. Coincidence?
I think not.
No. No. But no, I'm with you. Overly positive people. They're staying positive. That's good.
And then there's Charlie Sheen levels of positivity, where it's almost toxic.
Yeah. It's delusion. It's actually non-empathetic. It's like, imagine you're like the one Jew in the concentration camps. And just walking around hitting the gritty.
Hey, we got bread today, boys.
You're not going to make it to the gas chamber.
Are you kidding? You're going to be the first one that's in the gas chamber. Well,
you're going to be dead first.
Those German, they're not even going to wait for that. They're just all going to get around like, hey, is that guy over there? Yeah. He's a little too happy, right? Because that can't be right.
Yeah. Those guys. I'm with you, man. They got to go.
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, it's just, there's a level of, again, positivity to where it just rounds back around to being toxic.
When things get too bad to be positive, we've invented a tool for that. It's called stoicism.
Oh, I thought it was weed. A lot of weed typically helps a lot of people when shit gets serious.
Some people, weed doesn't help.
Mm.
Like, emotion, I'm one of them. It does not help me emotionally. It makes it worse.
Well, I mean, that Band-Aid just gets another Band-Aid at that point.
It's an elevator for me. So, like, good times, it can make a little better. Bad times, it's going to make a little worse.
For me, I had to stop it because, like, at a certain point, I just started getting paranoid.
The paranoia, man. Good God. I get that. I'm 10 towards that.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I'm kind of pissed off about. One thing that's really got my ass in a set of chaps dragging me across the, like, a gravel driveway. Weed has gotten too damn strong. It used to be a great way to enjoy bad kung fu movies and Scooby-Doo sandwiches, but, like, this shit is just unreal.
And hey, it probably hasn't hit its limit either, because let's look at what's going to happen to weed in the next 10 years is probably going to be similar to what happened in our lifetime with caffeine.
Or alcohol.
Like, I remember growing up before energy drinks were really a market.
Yeah.
A cup of coffee, you know, 60 to 80 grams of caffeine.
You were.
Yep. You had like two of those a day tops. And if you had three, you were considered like the outlier.
Yeah, you were that guy. You were the coffee guy.
You were the coffee guy. Nowadays, hell, you can have one energy drink with 300 milligrams. One.
Not even feel it.
And I feel like it's going to go the same when weed becomes more mainstream. We're talking about the THC levels of old.
Oh,
it'll probably swap just to the dab market.
Yeah, and that's where you have your Everclears of weed. And that's where it kind of, again, it chaps my ass so bad. Because, like, I'll go into some of these gas stations, and before it used to be, a hush-hush business. Oh, hey, man, do you know a guy? Got some of that, some of that devil's lettuce?
Yeah.
Some of that hush cocaine?
Dude, I remember when weed was so non-mainstream, you literally had to use the wildest code code speak just to bring it up.
You got some of that Mother Earth. You got some of that Terra Firmas.
Yeah.
Do you have some of that Dr. Feelgood?
Yeah. So you've been there too.
Oh yeah, dude. And what's worse is like now I can walk into any gas station and they've got like dabs and shit like that. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, the poor motherfucker that walks in here after me that picks this up. They think it's the same thing.
One nation, under God, fucked up.
Indivisibly.
No visibility.
They're just all gonna
yeah.
Well,
which is why Galaxy Gas will be coming on the stream shortly.
Yeah, we're both gonna be sitting here like
whip it real hard. Yeah.
Well, it looks like our comments have been blown up a little bit. Like,
yeah, and our viewers got back up to normal levels. Ooh. You guys have successfully, it seems like you got us out of the shadow ban. We're back.
Hey.
Back before YouTube found out we were Trump supporters, we're back at those levels.
We're just presidential supporters. Yeah. Like, if Harris would have won, which there wasn't a fucking chance on this planet, but, you know, if she would have, we would have supported her.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been sad for a couple days.
But, I mean, again, we put our support behind the person that was elected by the most of us. It just
which is why, you know, to this day, Mr. Furman is still a Hillary Clinton supporter. Well, she won the popular vote.
Did she, though?
She didn't have the 10 million random Biden votes that he got last election. And she did beat Trump in the popular.
But did she, though? Really? Like, are we being really real here?
I mean, she dodged sniper fire.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. And Bigfoot is partying with aliens and leprechauns.
Man, that's got to be a flex. Before we go thinking of that, I want to bring up this.
Mm.
There's that dinner all the elites have before an election. You know, Trump's been at multiples now. Hillary was at them, and they were roasting each other. I'd love to see an event where Trump is speaking and Hillary's there, and he goes, and unlike Hillary, I actually dodged sniper fire. Like, that would be so cold.
Oh, even worse, like, Hillary says something, like, she stands up, like, so did I, and he's like, huh, what? I'm sorry? I can't hear you. Could you speak up?
Yeah.
I'd kill for that. That'd be the best.
He set the fucking bar too high. You know, now, when I run, you know, 10 years from now, people are still going to be talking about that dodge. How am I going to top that?
Don't worry. I'll shoot you. Okay. To help make sure you get the presidency.
We'll stage ours. We'll stage ours. And the thing is, if I actually do this shit, this clip, they're pulling it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding, though? You know what's even worse is, like, the Secret Service, like, watched him with a ladder and a rifle. Yeah. Hey, should we do anything? Nah. He's probably bird watching. Are you sure? Man. I mean, he's busting out a rifle with a scope on it.
We just heard him talking to himself, saying, I'm going to kill. I'm going to shoot. Well,
that could be anything, really, though.
And that is what we spend millions, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on. Good. Hey, 9 viewers. Maybe we shouldn't go off yet.
All right. So help us cook, chat. Let's go ahead and throw a few things in the pot.
Hey, I'm trying to play like Frasier from that sitcom here. I'm listening.
Is it Jerry Seinfeld?
No. Hey, if you're not in a good place, your life's a little chaotic. You need advice. Ask some questions.
Anonymously.
Yeah. Like, ask some questions. We're going to help you.
Or maybe you got something that's really weighing on your mind. Something that's pissing you off. Something that's really going ahead and putting a bunch of sand in your panties.
We'll give it another 3 or 4 minutes for any new commenters.
Oh, come on, guys. Give it to us.
Yeah, because we're looking to help.
Yeah, lay it on us.
Furman can attest to this. I've often said my life's goal is to help as many people as possible.
Yeah, he's like reverse Dr. Phil. See, because he's got the hair.
Yeah. I put my life in order, and now I'm aiming to put yours in order.
Which, that's another thing that I want to go ahead and bring up for the chat, is that if we start getting some real live commenters on chat...
We've gotten some, just not tonight.
Oh, yeah. Which, if we can, if we could actually go ahead and make it possible, we could be doing live call-ins.
Oh, I would love live call-ins.
Oh, that'd be fucking amazing.
I love to give advice.
I love giving it. I hate taking it.
Yeah. I don't listen to advice, period. Ever. I do not listen to advice.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Literally, I've been told 8 hours of sleep, eat healthy, and don't smoke crack, and I haven't been able to follow any of those.
I'll give you 100 hours of advice, and then that last hour is going to be, look, you're a beta cuck for the fact that you even listened to advice from me for this long. Figure your own shit out, you lazy son of a bitch. Stop being a bitch. And stop needing my advice.
Giving some real incentives out there right now. God, you're like if a therapist like just went ahead and told you that you didn't pay for the session. Just
your
like...
last therapy session? Is your therapist just beating the shit out of you?
Just man the fuck up.
Throws the clipboard down. All right, now some physical therapy.
Hands up. Remember, hands up.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of hands up, the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight.
The worst fight of all time. And I call it the worst because it was the most boring. They made a sport out of how boring a fight can be.
It used to be out of the brutality, which after the first round, I could have told you that Mike Tyson wasn't going
to
pull it.
I wanted Tyson to win, but... Even though I could tell he wasn't, Jake could have at least finished his ass off. Jake was just running circles. But here's the thing. Tyson was eating the blows like nothing. So it wasn't fun on any level. Because any hit that landed, it didn't even bother him, honestly. It looked like Jake's hits were just landing like nothing on Mike.
Basically like...
Yeah, and Mike wasn't moving. Mike was in a circle. Like he was walking in a circle. Jake was walking around that circle, throwing wasp punches.
Just butterfly kisses.
It was the most boring fight.
Yeah, see, the problem is that Mike Tyson already laid out his battle plan, like, in every interview that he's ever been in. Like, in the first round, if he fucks you, you're not getting him out.
Yeah.
Like, he goes the shock and awe route. That's why Muhammad Ali was able to, like, dance around his ass.
We got a good question.
Ooh.
What's a healthy way to release anger when you're angry at the moment?
Ooh, that is a good one.
So, truthfully, I think the healthiest way to handle anger is to do a quick bottle and then translate it into a productive activity later. So, in the moment, anger is almost never healthy. Like, you're seldom going to find a situation where anger in the moment is positive, unless you're like in a fight. Like,
yeah, if you're about to get mugged, then anger is the appropriate response.
If you're in immediate physical danger, anger is going to pay off. If it's a social situation and you're angry, a quick bottling is probably the best option. And what I mean by that is not something you're just going to hold on to when you get home and keep it, but you keep the anger and you use it to fuel a positive action in your life. So a lot of the things that I've done in my life are a product of anger because I'm a naturally angry person. And I try to leverage things that piss me off into productive activities as much as I can.
Yeah. See, well, I basically got the same level, but in a different aspect. For me, I've always found that counting 10 Mississippis and taking a walk and then like busting out some push-ups. Yep, because like if you're mad at the moment, typically your first response is something physical. Don't hit something. Don't hit someone. Don't hit somebody verbally with some of that like scalding remarks that you've got. Like, oh, you made a comment about my face being ugly. Fuck you, Jennifer.
Yeah,
that's why your mom doesn't love you. Just take 10 Mississippis. If you can't think of anything good to say, take a walk. Just walk it off. Do something physical to go ahead and get...
You know something that can piss people off a lot?
Hmm.
and I understand this one. How about when your parent or someone in your family still talks to one of your exes? Like, they still sympathize and talk to one of your exes.
See, the good thing about that is that all of my family, if I wanted to know that they talked to my ex, would be through a Ouija board.
Dude, it's such a betrayal. It's such a betrayal.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, I left this person for a good reason.
Well, I think family's family, loyalty's loyalty. And despite whether you like that person or not, when the link, which is you having the relationship, cuts ties, you cold turkey cut the tie. It is just what it is.
It's an appropriate way to go ahead and...
Like, I've got kids, and when they get older and start dating, if I really love, you know, their other half, and they split, I don't care how much I love that person that they found. I do not give two fucks. They will be cut instantly cold turkey.
What if they were in the right?
I don't care.
Ooh, see, now that's something I can't get on board with. Because I've got people in my life where their family is like the most toxic people to ever walk the face of the planet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking like, oh, yeah, I definitely smoked crack when you were in my womb kind of people.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I feel...
But that's their family. So what are you saying?
I'm saying that loyalty is only supposed to be given where loyalty is earned. It's not just supposed to be freely given.
Right.
So, like, if your parents are talking to this person, and for sake of instance, you were snorting cocaine for most of your relationship with the person, and they went, I want you to get clean.
Okay.
And you don't?
Yeah.
And they continue to have a relationship with that other person because they did right by you? I gotta give it to the person, you know?
I think a lot of human relationships are tribal. And we tend to overextend ourselves pretending they're not. Like, we tend to overextend our virtue thinking they're not.
Yeah, and see, like, that's one of the things, like, that's where friends versus family becomes a real issue for people. Because sometimes you can meet people in your life. I've got maybe 10, like, really super close friends that if I ever needed anything, a body hidden, a gun with a serial number erased on it, tax money advice, I could go to them.
Yeah.
I could wreck this country.
Yep.
But, like, I've also got a lot of acquaintances.
Now, there are friends who can become your family, but I think relationships... Romantic relationships are an entirely different paradigm than normal life. Like, you can be a normal person to everybody, but in a relationship, you're completely different. And most people are like this. Yeah. We're different people in relationships. And I think that the outside parties that be should get the dibs on you versus your partner. So if you had friends before... You got with somebody.
Your paradigm.
They stay with you. Yeah. If you have family, they stay with you.
Yeah, but then again, you also got to know where the cutoff point is. Like, again, if you've got people in your life that are constantly being toxic, hey, can I borrow money? Hey, can I borrow money? Hey, can I borrow money? And that's the only reason they talk to you? And their family, friend, otherwise, cut them.
I see what you're saying. But I'm saying, if your family's already predatory to you, you probably don't, you shouldn't mind if you stand to lose them either way. Like, if your family only ever reaches out to you for money or drugs, and then they're like, hey, we really liked your ex.
Yeah. Then,
who cares?
Yeah, no, at that point.
You can go ask him for money and drugs.
Have fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that's the only point I was trying to get across is like, if they were a genuinely good person and they were good for you and you fucked it up, I could see at least, you know, keeping the olive branch out there with
them. Yeah.
But if both were shitty towards you, neither of them get an olive branch. They get a shit-covered broom.
So, about to sign off, but we got Phil going, I believe most people don't actually know what loyalty means. Mm. Loyalty means two things, and they're paradoxical, as all human nature is. Real loyalty, the first thing is... You care enough about a person, you're not going to let them destroy themselves. And the second is you will actually go against your better judgment to support someone.
Oh, yeah. Even when they're wrong, you still want to be there with them.
If you can't sacrifice your judgment for a person, you're not truly loyal to them. And people will go, that's wrong. There's a higher moral authority, and you should always succumb to it. I don't believe that. True loyalty is when you're willing to sacrifice a moral code to help someone.
When you're willing to go ahead and give up a little bit of sanity for your love.
Because sacrifice is what makes love and loyalty.
Yeah, because you're actually willing to go ahead and put your balls on the table and be like, take one.
Yeah. That's what I think. If you're just a moral agent who has a code and you strictly abide by it, I mean, how do you differentiate anybody?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like right up there with, is it wrong to steal a loaf of bread? On its face, yes. To feed your family.
Right.
There is gray area. Yeah. There are so many drug addicts that I've went to NA for, which this is not sponsored by them, but those people have some of the most ride or die motherfuckers in their court.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, these people.
So I'd go loyalty is when the individual has become a part of your moral code.
Yeah. Look, I wouldn't kill somebody, but if somebody came up with a gun and threaten them, I would shoot their brains out.
Yeah, right. But what if your judgment is keeping them from hurting themselves?
That is a bit of a sticky wicket.
But what if your judge...
As in, do you send your alcoholic husband to rehab, even if it's against his will? Or do you
I gave it a twofold approach. Which was the first one is, you care enough about a person, you don't let them destroy themselves.
Yeah.
And so, part of loyalty is you're willing to overpower them if they're being super self-destructive.
Yeah, if they're suicidal or something, you call in a 5150. Mm-hmm. If they're just drinking every day, you pull in some people and you have an intervention. They're not going to like it.
Yeah.
But you've got to give people enough rope to either make a noose or macrame.
Yeah.
And some people are going to pick the noose. And sometimes loyalty means walking away.
Yeah.
Sometimes those people need to know, hey, you stand to lose me if you don't get your fucking shit together.
Yeah.
And
me and Furman have had this talk 20 times or so.
Yeah. And that's why.
But he could never lose me.
Ah. I'm too good of a co-host.
So, yeah, man, be loyal. Loyalty is one of the things people need the most.
It's a foundation of any meaningful relationship. Yeah. That means that if your friend needs your help, put that help out there. But if they're going to continue to be self-destructive, there's a line where loyalty ends.
Yeah. But if they do some dumb shit and they don't have anybody, that's you. That is still you.
I mean, at that point, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
It's funny.
Or clown funny?
Well, we'll send off, but I was thinking, I could have a friend who murdered somebody, and I'd stay by them without a blink, without a thought.
With impunity.
But I could have a friend who's killing themselves, and I'd legitimately just walk away from them. In the same vein, without a thought.
Well, because one of them has at least a good reason for it. Self-destruction is never...
It's never the right call, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's ungrateful. I'm loyal to your ass, bitch. And then, I'm over here fucking caring about you.
And you're not even going to be bothered to care about yourself. And now
you're like, let me kill myself.
Yeah, that just kind of feels ungrateful.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to go ahead.
Sorry for the offensive nature of this podcast, you lovely individuals.
I'm not. These are things that need to be said, and occasionally it's going to hurt some feelings, but
I like to apologize, especially when I don't mean it.
Is that your sign off?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, then I'm just going to end on my normal. Remember, stay positive, test negative.